This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana today. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. The commission has set up robust, foolproof and secure infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, the result will decide the political fate of 873 candidates. 28 counting centers have been set up across the United Territory. In Kashmir, 10 counting centers have been established for the counting of votes. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. In Haryana, 90 centres have been set up across 22 districts for counting of votes today. Voting for 90 members Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Today's result will decide the political fate of 1,031 candidates. India has extended support of $400 million and bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by Maldives. The decision in that regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Mizu in New Delhi yesterday. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs, including on bilateral cooperation on preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between two countries on capacity building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in field of sports and youth affairs. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that India aims to be among the top 10 shipbuilding nation by 2030 and top 5 by 2047, delivering the keynote address at the Hamburg Sustainability Conference in Germany. The minister highlighted India's progress in renewable energy and green shipping. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has informed that India and UAE government are working on the interlinking of UPI of India and AANI of UAE. It will facilitate seamless cross-border transaction between two countries. This will benefit over 3 million Indians residing in the UAE, enabling them to use the power of UPI and AANI. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an inter-committee to comprehensively review the Income Tax Act in 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make this act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce disputes, litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The ministry also invited suggestions from stakeholders, experts and public on the income tax e-filling portal. The suggestions are invited under four categories, that are simplification of language, litigation reduction, compliance reduction and redundant provisions. President Draupadi Murmu will confer 70th National Film Award for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the film or cinema. The Best Actor Award will be confirmed to Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. The Mega 7000 kilometer long Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally will be flagged off from Thois in Ladakh to mark 92nd anniversary of Indian Air Force today. The car rally will reach Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh on 29th of this month, where it will culminate its journey. Early on 1st of this month, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had given a warm send-off to the rally of National War Memorial, New Delhi. India gymnast Deepa Karmakar has announced retirement from professional competition after giving 25 years to the sport. Deepa, a prominent and celebrated figure in the world of gymnastics, decided to take a step back due to physical demand of the sports on her body. Deepa Karmakar has been honored with Padma Shri, Arjuna Award and Major